What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman and Ben Raza here for AwesomeMode.com, and this is the breakfast menu brought to you by BetMGM. Be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live, and get ready to turn big plays into paydays. New customers start with a risk-free bet of up to $1,000. I hope that's not a typo. Simply sign up using the promo code AwesomeMo. Make a deposit and place your first wager. If the bet loses, you'll receive the amount of your wager back in free bets. Register now and go all in on the action with the king of sportsbooks. Offer valid in Colorado, Indiana, Iowa, Michigan, Nevada, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, Washington, D.C., and West Virginia. Terms and conditions apply. Ben, how are you feeling about NFL bets for today?
I feel good. Season rapidly approaching. We've got some good bets for you today. We're going to be jumping around a little bit, but we're going to focus. I've got some week one takes. I've got some season long takes. And I know you have some props that people do not want to miss. Are you ready to dive in? Do you want to go first or second?
I will happily go second here. Okay. And I do just want to touch on one last thing. Of all the bets that we could have had to clean our plate yesterday, we cleaned our plate. St. Louis Cardinals win outright. Didn't need the run and a half. I was a little nervous. I wish I would have took it straight. I wish I could flip-flop those two bets. They'd go 2-0. And John Lester had a crisp zero strikeouts yesterday, so 2-0 on the baseball bets.
We like to see that here at the breakfast menu. We're going to keep that going today. I'm going to week one. I know, like I said, we're jumping around a little bit, but I've talked about some teams that I like in terms of favorites. I'm going to give you the one. There might be a couple others. One of the teams I think can win outright as a dog. It's the Cincinnati Bengals at home against the Vikings. They are 3.5-point dogs plus 175. So the first thing I think about when I look at Cincinnati is, can they protect Burrow? Well, Minnesota, 28th in the league in sacks per game last year at just over one. They also only had a 4% sack rate. That was also 28th in the league. They're just not a team that causes a lot of problems. That is step one. Step two, the Bengals were bad, but they were 3-5 at home. They were 1-6-1 on the road. So this is a team, like most teams, that prefers to be at home. They have definitely weapons. We know that. Higgins, Chase, Mixon. And if Burrow is healthy, this is a prolific offense that's going to put up some points. The Vikings had a pedestrian year. They were 7-9 last year, and I don't think they've made any massive improvements. So with a healthy Bengals team and a team that I think will be able to hold up with the offensive line, which is my biggest concern, plus 175 at home for a home dog is more than generous for me. So if you're looking for a sneaky week one bet, that's one of my favorites as a team that maybe starts out 1-0.
That's a wild one. I'm anxious to see how that ends up because I'm not a huge, on the Vikings outlook heading into this
season.
Neither am I. Although I do like a certain Vikings bet that we had on the breakfast menu a little bit ago, because I think the number was just too good. And that's, you know, what I actually think and value in the betting market are two very different things. So go Bengals, I guess. That is probably not something a lot of people outside the state of Ohio say, that's for sure.
This is true. All right. I gave a week one take. You've got, where are you going? Season-long props, I believe?
I've got two season-long player props here coming straight out of our season-long player prop tool. We have all of these player props listed on the website, so go to AwesomeMo.com to check those out. They're listed with expected ROI as well, and I don't think you're going to like this first one, so I'm just putting it out there right now. One strip of bacon on Josh Allen under 8 rushing TDs at minus 115. This is one of the biggest expected ROI props that we have on the website. We are projecting Josh Allen for 4.9 rushing touchdowns and an expected ROI of 64%. That's a big one. And I'm going to be honest with you, it makes me pretty nervous because it's honestly, it's fun, at least for me. It's fun to cheer for Josh Allen. I don't want to cheer for his under. However, it's too good of a value to pass up. His 2020 season was obviously a giant breakout for him. It was significantly more accurate, which was basically his biggest knock. He had 8 rushing TDs his rookie year, 9 in 2019, 8 again last year. So it's right on that number. But there are a few reasons why he might not get there this year. One, obviously, is injury. He's an active runner, opens himself up to more and more hits. The more that happens, the more likely you are to at least miss a little bit of time. He's built for it, for sure. But you got to take that into account for a guy that's going to be running as much as he does. Mild regression. Not everyone just continues to progress. What if last year is the best year it ever is for Josh Allen? I don't expect that, but it's not out of the realm of possibility that that last year is a peak year statistically. Success elsewhere. Bills have the third best odds of winning the Super Bowl right now. What if that's all happening via him just simply throwing the ball or Devin Singletary scoring some of these touchdowns? Allen had 37 passing touchdowns last year. What if that number goes to 40, 41, 42? Every passing touchdown just means it's not a rushing touchdown. As the years go by, I expect Josh Allen to be less and less reliant on his legs. It just kind of has to happen. You're not going to be able to take that same sort of beating. As that happens, I think that the touchdowns have to come down. It doesn't make me think that it's happening in year four for him, but if we're as aggressive as we are here, I mean, we're talking about three full touchdowns below the line. I can't pass that up. The expected ROI on that bet is too good. So make sure you're paying attention to this player prop tool, because to me, this is a lot of value.
I have no problem with that. You know, TDs are high variance just by nature. You mentioned Singletary. I'll throw out Zach Moss, who's another guy that certainly could vulture some around. And they don't listen. Josh Allen is their franchise. They don't want him running for anything if he doesn't have to. It's more out of necessity. So I have no problem with that. And I will echo what you said about the tool. I'm going to be going there certainly to get my props for season long as I load up. My last bet here, and everything I do today is to win one strip of bacon, just so people know. Actually, that's as my second bet. It's one strip of bacon to win because it's a dog. It's a fun bet, though. The Houston Texans to have the fewest wins in the league this year, plus 250. Honestly, this seems generous to me because this team has nothing. They are an absolute dumpster fire. If they had Deshaun Watson, and it seems increasingly likely that they won't, I still think they would have the fewest wins. But now they don't even have a quarterback. They have no skill position players that scare me at all. Philip Lindsay and Mark Ingram, Cooks on the outside, Nico Collins, Anthony Miller, that's the receiving core. Their defense is nothing. Obviously, J.J. Watt is gone. The only redeeming quality the Texans have is they play in the South with the Jaguars, the Colts, and the Titans. It's still not going to help, though. There's just really nothing to say. This team is in utter disarray. There are other bad teams out there. The Lions come to mind, some of the teams I just mentioned, but not to this level. And I think even if they stay healthy, even if they have some lucky breaks, the talent gap is massive. So at plus 250 for a season-long bet like this, I think Houston is live to honestly flirt with no wins this year. If they do that, they will have the fewest wins in the NFL this year.
Quick question, because I'm actually just curious about this for myself. How does that pay out on ties?
You know, that's a very, very good question. You should check with the book. I would assume that it may just slash. So if two teams tie at plus 250, maybe you get plus 125. That would be my guess.
Yeah, because like that type of bet is just prime for ties. Like it's very likely that multiple teams could have three wins, you know?
Very, very, very true. The Texans are so bad, it's not going to matter. But in theory, what you're saying is absolutely true. So you do want to check those things. Sure. I would assume that's the way most ties work in these type of bets.
Okay. Final bet for me, we're staying in the player prop market and we are staying in the unders. This one strip of bacon on Hunter Henry under 560 receiving yards. Osimo player prop tool has Hunter Henry projected for 340 yards and an expected ROI of 63%. Picked up a shoulder injury 2 weeks ago, August 10th. Possibility that it could linger a little bit. It's not supposed to be a serious injury, but either way, anytime it's injury out for a little bit, there's no way that you can shade that as a benefit moving forward. Next, Jonnu Smith can just be a bigger priority than he is. I expect both guys to get a lot of work, but you don't really see a team bring in two tight ends in the offseason for basically the same amount of money. Like, somebody is going to become a little bit better here. I don't get the sense that this is going to be a total redo of Gronk and player that shall not be named. But you guys know who I mean, not Gronk. Anyway, I don't love the QB situation in New England. I don't care if that's Cam Newton or Mac Jones or Brian Hoyer. None of that matters to me. None of those guys are all that spectacular at this point in time. I don't know what the deal is with Cam Newton, but I assume after 2 weeks, it's going to look like he can't throw again. So to me, under 560 looks pretty solid, especially with the question marks around Henry's health and the fact that this is an expected 63% ROI from our player props tool. I'm not even sweating it all that much. The reasons don't matter too much to me. I'm going to rely on the data that drives Alex and the people behind the scenes to be consistent winners in the DFS space. We're transitioning that all over to fantasy football, which, by the way, you should go get our fantasy football / best ball draft kit. Awesome, awesome product that I will be highlighting shortly in some videos, including a live draft on Monday. So keep your eyes peeled for that one.
I love it. Yeah, listen, we got to lean on the tools. There's a million bets out there. This is the way to do it. I'm going Bengals money line in week one. I'm going Texans to be an absolute dumpster fire. You've got Josh Allen under, what did you say, 8.5?
Eight
rushing touchdowns this year, and you are shorting Hunter Henry in those receiving yards props. I like it. Two up, two down for each of us. Any final words before we get out of here?
Yes. This show will be exclusively on the Awesomo Odds YouTube channel moving forward. We're not going to be anywhere else. So if you're looking for us, you need to be there. You need to like this video, subscribe to the Awesomo Odds channel, and make sure you hit that notification bell because you do not want to miss it. And once again, I would be remiss to say shout out to our presenting sponsor on this show, the one, the only, BetMGM. I hope they're around for a bit. I like these guys. That's all I got. We good? Is the work week over?
It is. Good luck, everybody. And we'll be back on Monday for more Breakfast Menu.
That's the close. That's all I need. Later, everybody.